Phoenix Audio presents.
I Am Jackie Chan by Jackie Chan with Jeff Yan.
I'm standing in the sky on the roof of a glass and steel office tower in Rotterdam, Holland. There are 21 floors of air between me and the concrete pavement below. I'm about to do what I do best. I'm about to jump. My stuntmen tell me that the fall is safe. Well, not safe, but maybe a little less than deadly. Of course, they've only tried the jump from the 16th floor, and as I watch the test footage late at night, alone in our production offices, I'd realize that a 16th floor fall was too predictable, too possible. After all, my producer has been bragging to reporters that this will be the world's most dangerous stunt, and who would I be if I didn't live up to my press? Not Jackie Chan. So, against the advice of my director and my co-stars and the executives at the studio, I have decided to add 5 stories to the stunt. That's 60 more feet of very thin air through which my 45-year-old body will be sliding. A few more seconds of excitement for the cameras, a few more screams from an audience starving for adrenaline. The formula is simple. The more terrified my friends and family are, the more satisfied my fans will be. And they mean everything to me. They come to the theaters hungry for a hero, for someone who can laugh at disaster, who can make funny faces at death, someone who can show them for real that the only thing to fear is fear itself. But whoever said that never stood on a roof in Rotterdam. He never looked down over the edge of a skyscraper to see a foam target 250 feet below. Sorry to contradict you, Mr. Whoever, but the only things to fear are fear itself and hitting the ground at 100 miles per hour with nothing between you and the emergency room but a few inches of foam rubber. I'm tired. My heart feels like a rock in my chest. My body screams at me about the abuse I put it through over the last 4 decades. Parts of me I can't even pronounce are complaining about how badly I've treated them. And despite the mob of extras milling around the base of the building, hundreds of Dutch Marines and firefighters and police looking nervously up at the sky, I think to myself, is this jump really necessary? But the answer is there as soon as I ask the question. Yes. Because this jump is special. It isn't just for the fans and the critics and the box office charts. This one is for the man who made it possible for me to stand here today, aching and shivering in the spotlight. This is for my master, Yu Yimyuan, who was buried a week ago in Los Angeles. I remember a frightened 7-year-old walking into the dark and musty hall of the China Drama Academy holding his father's hand. Inside, he sees young boys and girls leaping and tumbling and screaming. Paradise. How long do you want to stay here, Jackie? Forever, answered the boy, his eyes bright and wide, and he lets go of his father to clutch at the hem of his master's robe. For the next 10 years, I sweated and cried and bled under master's hands. I cursed his name when I went to sleep at night, and I swallowed my fear and hatred of him when I woke in the morning. He asked for everything we had.